Well, I just think you cut your cloth accordingly. So if they, you know, if they were the rules and they come into force, then you have to manage that aspect of it, and then you plan ahead for that. But as they are at the moment, you know you've got that in the as a failsafe to go out and possibly get people on the loan. But you know, I can understand the pros and cons for it on both sides. There's so many different rules and regulations in all different divisions, different countries, cross-border regulations. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to keep track of, you know, who you can sign and when and so forth and recalls and that. So, for me, as long as we get good notice, I think it's I think to make a decision and then just drop it in on clubs would be a difficult one to contend with. I think to give at least a season's grace to make allow teams to make certain plans and sort of, because it's not as easy as just building a squad over one summer. You know, you have to plan ahead, sometimes one or two or even three transfer windows. So if anything like that is to come in place, I think sensibly it would be in another year's time to give clubs the chance to plan accordingly, basically. Yeah,
so maybe too soon. I mean, to what extent is the January transfer window anyway a bit kind of plan B for managers, that people tend to focus on the summer? That's when you want to try and build your team and construct your lineup and get everything right. And then January is sort of, if plan A doesn't quite work.
Yeah, it could, but sometimes, you know, outside influences, injuries and so forth. Mm. You know, we planned with everything through the summer and we went into pre-season really strong, and then we lost Jamil Matt a minute away from the season starting. So when you know it's a season-long injury, basically, you're a man short before balls kick. So, you know, that's when it comes into play. And obviously once the season starts, injuries do occur because it's a contact sport. So I think the size of the squads now at the top end, you know, they have a surplus of players, and they have players that need to be playing football, and lower end clubs can give them that sort of base to do, as we've done with, you know, people like Josh Morris and Charlie Taylor last year, who will go on to have very good careers. You know, so it can be beneficial for both sides, but I can understand why they want teams to have the squad for longer periods of time and then have to handle whatever's thrown at them. But I think it will probably lead towards bigger clubs having bigger squads.
And then the smaller teams suffer, don't they?
I think so. But, you know, that is football. You know, there's strength and weakness in all clubs and in all leagues. You always get your top-end clubs who have the power and the strength and the depth. And that's, I don't think it will change. So, like I said, I can see both sides of the argument. I just think they need to give you a good period of time to make sure your plans are in place.